We're up to Sif Gimel. Simple enough looking Sif. But as we'll see, it has a lot to do with Lumdis in Yeshiva Shemesechtis. So first let's learn what it says, which I think we'll find easy. And then I'll share with you where the extraordinary Lumdis comes in. Sif Gimel. Ger Shemol Kaidim Shenizgayer. A ger who had a bris before his gerus. In other words, he was still a guy when he had a bris. Shalai l'shem gerus. Now, this is very, very common for two reasons. First of all, there are a lot of non-Jews who have a circumcision. So, for those, it's relatively common to come to gerus with a bris. But in my little bit of experience, a lot of Geirim who come have already gone through a reform or conservative Geiris, sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes three, where they've had a numerous Geiris in, and they have to go now for a Geiris L'Shem Geiris. They want to be recognized according to everybody. They want to be recognized according to Halacha. And so therefore they come to do another Geiris. Or Katan Shanei L'Kshumol. Now, in Resh Samach Gimel, I talk to you about the issue of where Hatofas Dam Bris is, where on the Aver the Hatofa is, the difference of opinion between Chazainish and the Midik Kadmoin as to where the Hatofa is done. So we'll leave that for now. But the point is that Hatofas Dam Bris is done. And this is done without a bracha. I mentioned to you at that time, a Machlaikis Rishainim, as to why we do Hatofas Dam Bris. We Neman, Rav Chaim made famous that Hatofas Dam Bris is a chelek of the Guf Hamila. And again, I'm not going to repeat what we learned in Reish Samach Gimel. This is what we do. Of interest to me, and maybe the doctors here can comment on it, is that I've seen in people a little older, people in my experience was the two people in the late 50s. Used to be that was called old. Nowadays it's just a little older. Young men who are a little older, that it's sometimes hard to get the blood out with a simple scratch to get it to bleed. I don't know. Do you have any idea? Any comment on that? I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to get them to bleed. I commented to a guest in my house who had a Hatofas Dam Bris for a Mila, and they couldn't get blood. I told them, you know, I can never get anything out of you. Stingy fella, yeah. So. So I don't know. At any rate, they do a Hatofas Dam Bris. There's no shear, we said, to the amount of blood that comes, and that part is relatively simple. Oh, so that explains it. They use an anesthetic, and that constricts the blood vessels. So they told me not to use an anesthetic. Okay. If they do.
No. That's for a regular bris. I don't know if I've
talked
about
this. I don't remember the aesthetic. But anyway.
I don't think.
What? It doesn't constrict the blood vessels. Only dentists do that.
So if a dentist does a bris,
I'm talking
about bris.
Okay, v'chein adraigenis. Now we come to a sugya in Lomdis, the sugya of an adraigenis. Now, first of all, the din. I mentioned to you in the past that adraigenis, unfortunately, is something which takes place. It's a malformation of the area of the reproductive organs, where there is a nekev like in the keva, and in that nekev there is a small a penis-like organ inside. That's an androgynous. We don't make a bracha on his bris because we're not certain what his status is. As you know, as the machlokes, what exactly the status of an androgynous is. So we do a bris mila if there's a foreskin, but we don't make a bracha. Now the status of an androgynous here is a subject of a certain amount of dispute. The language of the Mechaber is the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says you don't make a bracha on milas androgynous. The Ravid disagrees. The Ravid says, what do you mean you don't make a bracha? You're mechuyev to do a bris mila on an androgynous. There's no shaylet. You have to do a bris. You do the bris taka mitam safik, but lamaisa you have to do the bris. And since you have to do the bris, you make a bracha. So the Rajba says what you're saying. So again, the Rambam says no bracha. Rava says why no bracha? You're obligated to do a bris on androgynous. So the Rajba answers, and it's true. The truth is, we have a letter from the Rambam to Chachmei Luniel, which apparently the Rajba didn't have. It says the same thing. So Safik Dairaisa is Mechayiv you in bris. Safik bracha, you're not Mechayiv to make a bracha. Two separate chiyuvim, the chiyuv habris and the chiyuv habracha. Now this dispute between the Rivet and the Rajba is one of the most fundamental shailas in the halachas of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. In the yeshiva world, when we deal with Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, there's a basic chakira which goes back, even though Rabbi Chanan and Rav Shimon Shkop argue on the bottom line, but the machlekes goes back a long time to the Tzemach Tzedek HaKadmoin, who's quoted in the Prima Gadim, being down on this Shaila, is that it? And the Shaila is the following, a very simple question, but hard to answer. We all know Safek Daraisa is L'Chumra. And we'll accept that the Das of Moshitis is that it's L'Moshe Mesinai. Every Safek Daraisa, you have to be Machmer. So the question is, and the way Reb Shimon illustrates it is the following question. You have a man who comes home, and his wife says, "You know, I got bad news for you for supper tonight. I bought two steaks, one for you and one for the gaiter. You know, I was doing the cleaning. I bought you a steak, I bought her a steak. I bought you a kosher steak, I bought her a treifa steak. Or buy her a kosher steak?" One second. So we cooked them. You know, I cooked the treifa steak in the treifa oven and the kosher steak in the kosher oven. But now I can't tell which is which. It's a 50-50 chance. I don't know which is the kosher steak or which is the treifa steak. So of course the halacha is that if you don't know, it's 50-50 safik. Safek daraisa l'chumra. Here you have a man who says, "You know what? Today's been my lucky day. Everything's falling the right way for me. I'm willing to take my chances. I'm going to eat one steak. And we'll see. L'chamei v'eshrim, I'll find out, you know, what happened." So Shimon says, he comes up to heaven, L'chamei v'esrim. The first thing he does, he comes upstairs, he says, "You know, Gavriel, which steak did I eat? I ate the kosher steak or the treifa steak?" So he says, the Mal Gavriel tells him, "He ate the kosher steak." He says, "Oh, Baruch Hashem." So he says, "Yeah, but you're still over at Nisr." So which Nisr was I over? It's not Nevela. There's this Isr called Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. That's the name of an Isser. There's an Isser called Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. Moshe Rabbeinu said that if you have a Safek Daraisa, you're not allowed to eat it. Safek, you are over an Aveira of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, and for that you're punished. The Tzemach Tzedek says, in the Lamdish Lashon, he says, Safek Daraisa L'Chumra is Osir Mitam Vadai. You have to hold up what that means. That means this illustration is the best illustration. If someone is over Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, it's not pshat, maybe he did an Aveira. Or maybe he did Nevela, or maybe he didn't do Nevela. That's true. But he Vadai was over an Aveira. Safek Daraisa L'Chumra is a Vadai Aveira. It's like there are 613 mitzvahs, there's a 614th. 614th is a din of Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, and that itself is a Vadai Issa Daraisa. That's the aside of the Tzemach Tzedek. The way it's quoted by the Prima Gadim, by Rav Shimon, by Rav Elchanan. This is the way they bring the Tzemach Tzedek. Rav Shimon is in Shara Yosha, Shar Aleph, Parakhes. Rav Elchanan, which is easier to read than Rav Shimon, is in the Kaivitz Aris, Simim Mem Beis, from Ois Hey, I think, and on. It starts with the word Tzemach Tzedek. And we'll call it Halacha Moshe Mesinai. There's no pasuk that teaches us Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. Rav Shimon writes, there's no limud v'svara ba'alma. He says it's a svara that Chazal teach us. It's a svara we can't argue with Api svara because it comes from Kadmainim. It's a lachshu like a lachshu mishum b'sina.
The Rambam.
Yeah, I don't want to get into the Rambam. Shita, it's confusing. So, what? So it's not an issa. He says it's not an issa nevela. It's an issa called subdras l'chumra. The melech has other rules. Yeah. The steak was nevela. He's over nevela. And he's over. What? If she had made. There'll be three. No, well, it would still be a problem.
You should ask for someone to have their hands on cooking drink.
That's not his need. I mean, I'm illustrating it this way, but that's now on the vela. Ain't it's a chalisa, but it's the same issur. It's a subter issur of issur nevela. Is that it?
Tell it.
All right, but if it's not nevela, please. If it's not nevela, it's about that. What? It's just a safi. It's the veil. No, I said if it's the veil, you have a both. He's saying the veil, you only have a one. Okay. Now, Rabbi Chanan disagrees. Before you all jump on the bandwagon, and you like this, Rabbi Chanan disagrees. Rabbi Chanan says that it's just not emes lahalacha. He seems to agree that the Tzemach Tzedek says it. Rabbi Chanan brings a number of rayas from halacha that it's not true. And I'll try to mention some of them. One raya he brings, which seems to be a solid raya, that's not true that so the raya says asa mitam vaday. It's not true. Rabbi Chanan, the other way to learn so the raya says asa mitam safik means is the following. The second mahalach. The so the raya says is not a separate issue. It's the Torah teaches us a hashkafa. You're not allowed to take a chance. It's too dangerous. You don't take chances with an issa deraisa. This is nobody. You can take chances. Issa deraisa. Don't take chances with an issa deraisa. If you take a chance, and it turns out you ate the kosher steak, you aren't technically. You are not over anything. Hashkafa. It's a bad hashkafa. It's a bad. It's not. It's chesaron yerushalayim maybe, and not maybe it's chesaron yerushalayim. It is, but you weren't over an issa. Well, I want to get to Tzemach Lashon later, but Rabbi Chanan is maskim that the Tzemach Tzedek holds that way. He's maskim Tzemach Olas Mitam Vaday, and he says that in halacha we see it's not that way. I'll mention to you a few of the halachas. One is in Hilchis Tzitzis. In Hilchis Tzitzis, there's a halacha that if you have a jacket, and it's got a slit in the back of the jacket. So the front of the jacket has two corners on the bottom. Very firm people have rounded, so I don't have shyness, rounded jackets. But you have two corners in the front. In back, if you have a slit, the question is, does that slit make it into two more corners? As a matter of fact, they have the undershirts, the tzitzis undershirts, they're slit along the side. So Shulchan Aruch says the following. It says, if it's slit rive, if it's roiv of the way, then it's called a corner. So they make these, they call it neat tzitzis, that the undershirt. So tzitzis, the slit is roiv of the bag. If it's roiv, it's considered a corner, it's chayiv and tzitzis. If it's miyut, if it's less than 50% in a bag, then it's pata from tzitzis. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if it's exactly 50%, what if it's exactly 50%? So, it's a Sofi D'Raisa, you have to put on tzitzis. But you're not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear it outside on Shabbos. Why? Because if it's not mechuyev in tzitzis, then the tzitzis are a masa. Then you're carrying the tzitzis. So if the baget is 50%, exactly 50%, precisely 50%, so now it's a Sofi D'Raisa, so you have to be machmir both ways. Tzitzis, you have to put on. Because of the Raisal Chumrah, we're not allowed to wear it without tzitzis. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos, you might be carried. Frag, and you can't make a bracha. It's of the Raisal, you can't make a bracha. So Frag to Rabbi Chanan, according to the Tzemach Tzedek, you could wear it on Shabbos. It's Vadei Chayiv in Tzitzis. Not Medin Tzitzis. Medin the 614th Mitzvah. You're Mechoyiv, Al Tzavad Arayis L'Chumri, you're obligated to have Vadei to put Tzitzis on it. So what do you mean you're not allowed to wear it on Shabbos? There's Halacha Moshe Messina, you must put Tzitzis on this Begin. It's not a Masa. It's a Chiyiv Be'etzem. To wear it, it's a Geshmak Araya. It's a Raya that Safik Derais L'Chumri is not Mitam Vadei. It blives a Safik. I'm hearing silence. Nobody can answer the raya. Huh?
What?
It's fine. Rabbi Chan's only saying la'alocha. It's not true. La'alocha, it's not. It's some tzedek could argue, but la'alocha, we see from Shulchan Aruch the Safed deraisa. We pass with Tam Safik. Who holds? That's fine. Rabbi Chana wants a Shulchan Aruch told like him. Rabbi Chana doesn't mind if Tzemach Tzedek argues. If he has a Shulchan Aruch on his side, fine, fine, no problem. What? But what's the difference? It's still Safed Arayis L'Chumra. Is the Arayis L'Chumra should be the same Safed? But then you see Mechuyif to do it. How can you consider it a Masa? If you're Mechuyif to do it, how could you consider it a Masa?
You have to put it on. You have to wear that out.
What?
You don't have to wear that out.
But it's not a Masa. I'm obligated to have it there. Just like if it was more than 50%, I'm obligated.
If I wear it, I'm obligated to wear it. But I'm not obligated. I'm not obligated
someone who's not, somebody who's not wearing it doesn't wear it outside on Shabbos either. But someone who does wear it, he's putting on the baguette. He has a fee of tefzitzis. What's his problem wearing it outside on Shabbos? There's no problem. No? Yes, in general, why carry? Because the reason is because no one puts tzitzis as a decoration on a beggar that's potter from tzitzis. We don't see people taking putting tzitzis on the garden, so obviously it's not a decoration. It's only where halacha requires that we consider it to be that. That's what it's. Very good. Rabbi Chanan says what you're saying. Yeshkaya. Rabbi Chanan says you have to do it because you're misopic, but it's still a safik. Some derais l'chumra is mitam safik. It's mitam not mitam vadai. Exactly what you're saying. But not like the Tzemach Tzedek who says it's a vadai. Midei safik lo yotza. Well, the Rabbi Chanan doesn't say that's what he meant. It could be it's what he meant.
There's two levels of suffering here that become vadai. One is the suffering of when you put it on to begin with. That's a vadai, now you have to put it on. The other one is the suffering of whether you can wear it on Shabbos or not. That becomes a vadai.
But if you're obligated to wear it, it shouldn't be a masa. It's not, I'm not carrying. God said I have to put the strings on. So it's not a masa.
But God,
I shouldn't have challenged you to challenge it, but okay. Let me tell you a second raya. Rabbi Chanan brings a second raya from Yeridaya. Brings a raya from Yeridaya. You all know there's a mitzvah of Kisei Adam, right? Mitzvah of Kisei Adam, right? You shecht an animal, you have to cover the blood. Trick question. You shecht an animal, you have to cover the blood. Only a bird and a chaya, okay? Only a oif and a chaya is a mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Right? You shecht a bird or a chaya is a mitzvah, say, I'm in a Torah to be mechases Adam. The halacha is, if it's a shechita she'ein aruya, if the shechita is a posel shechita, there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. Shechita she'ein aruya, the Gemara has a number of examples. The Gemara has an example, someone shechts l'avoy dezara, shecht an animal l'avoy dezara, you're not allowed to eat the meat. So if you're not allowed to eat the meat, so then shechita she'ein aruya, there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. If you shecht and the animal's a treifa, no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. But you can't eat the animal, it's a treifa, no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. And certainly, a bad shechita, certainly there's no mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So the mitzvah of Kisei Adam is a simen chof ches, the last sif, when we learn Hilchos Shechita in Yeridaya, the last simin in Hilchos Shechita, simin chaf ches, is Hilchos Kisei Adam. And there it says that if you have a shechita that's a suffix shechita, the shechit shechts, and whatever, however you'll think up an illustration, it's a suffix if the shechita is good or not. He tells you he doesn't know if he cut right with a simin, he doesn't know if he did hadrasa, he doesn't know if there was a nick in the knife, whatever case, a suffix shechita, so you're not allowed to eat it. So Shulchan Aruch says you do kisei hadam misafik. You cover the blood misafik. Maybe it was a good shechita. Maybe it wasn't a good shechita. So you do kisei hadam. So frek Rebbe Chanan, this animal, am I allowed to eat the animal? No. Why not? Maybe it's nevela. Okay, that's a maybe. Maybe it's nevela. But it's definitely safik d'oraisa l'chumra. That's for sure. It's a safik d'oraisa l'chumra dik animal. That means the Torah forbids me to eat this animal, definitely. I'm positively not allowed to eat the animal. If safik d'oraisa l'chumra is a vada yisr, then I'm definitely not allowed to eat the animal. So what's the difference if he shechts l'avay d'zara? There's a good shechita, but since he did a l'avay d'zara, it's shechita shein aruya. A side isser makes it not a real shechita, no kisei adam. So they're the same thing. If I shecht, and it's aser because of the aveira called Tavid Arayis L'chumra, if you hold that to vaday isser, so why am I doing kisei adam misafik? I'm vaday not allowed to eat it. I'm vaday the shechita shein aruya. Now, Bishlam and Yol Tzav Dereis L'chumra is mitam safik. Yol Tzav mitam safik. It's very good. I'm not sure if it's a shechita shein aruya. But if it's mitam vadai, so it's vadai not a good shechita. So Rav Chanan Tain is that it should be, it's a raya, Tzav Dereis L'chumra is only mitam safik, not mitam vadai. This is Rav Chanan's raya.
It's not
shmal, but I'm showing you. Shechita shein aruya is even isra avay dezara, even other isurim. So here I have a zaitig isra of dras
l'chumra. I shecht, I have high cholesterol. The zaitig isra, I can't eat the meat. I still have to do kisei adam.
So let me ask you. So why will you shecht avay dezara? Why don't you do kisei adam? If high cholesterol avay dezara is the same, it has to be in the animal, not in the person. It has to be in the animal. There's something wrong. Something wrong with the basar.
The kisei adam comes first.
Imagine,
you can't even eat it when it's
shechted.
You have to salt it. You have to do
everything. Raw meat, you're allowed to eat. You have to salt it. You can eat it. Raw meat doesn't have to be salted. Just wash it.
Right?
I don't know. What?
Didn't we say we went to once before?
The Rambam. We said the Rambam sheet also said Rabbanan. That's what happened to the Rambam sheet.
Whether it's over is not whether it's kosher or not. He's not listening to the Chacham who say don't eat it. That's who is being over.
That's in the Rambam sheet that Sof Dereis L'chumra is a Rabbanan, which I once discussed, but we don't pass it to Rambam. That's why I'm going. Mitam vadei derais. The Rambam holds with the Rabbanim. Right, we Rishayim don't hold like him. That's why we're not. Anyway, these are Rabbi Chanan's rayas. And I have to tell you, when yeshiva it bothered us, because if you look at the Tzemach Tzedek inside, the Tzemach Tzedek is not clear that it's mitam vadei. The way it's quoted in the Prima Gadim, which may be where Rabbi Chanan or Rabbi Shimon saw it, I don't know if they had a Tzemach Tzedek. So Rav Chanan is made the Tzemach Tzedek holds mitam vada. If you look at him inside, I'll tell you the Tzemach Tzedek's raya. The raya the other way. What's a raya that Sof Dereis is mitam vada? He means a very simple raya. There's an Oshem Toli. What's an Oshem Toli? If someone's over on a Safik Karis, Chelev is Karis. Someone eats Safik Chelev, he brings a carbon Oshem Toli. So he says, well, why do you bring a carbon Oshem Toli? Maybe it wasn't Aveira, maybe it wasn't an Aveira. If you ate Safik Chelev, and maybe it wasn't Aveira, maybe it wasn't an Aveira. Maybe it's Chulam Bazara, maybe there was no Aveira. The Parsha of Asher Tali is Megalitas, that Safik Dairaisa L'chumra, Tzemach Tzedek says, is Mitam Vadai. So as a Mitam Vadai, you're bringing a carbon, I'm being over Safik Dairaisa. Must be, it's Mitam Vadai. Why are you suing?
If you did wrong.
So it's 50% I did wrong because I did right. How can I bring a carbon on 50%?
So the Torah allowed.
There's a kosher. There's a kosher. Okay. All right. But the answer is because there's a kosher. The same Torah that said this said that. A chatos shaygei. It's not scoffing. It's a vada yisur.
What about another yisur?
Oh, if someone's Havadai, you should bring a Chatos. No, but you only bring a Chatos on the Havadai Aveira of Chelev, Dana Devadi Aveira of Safdar Eschachumra. And there's Chumra, it's a separate thing.
Yeah, what about other Aveira?
They're only on Yisurei Karvis. It's a right from Yisurei Karvis. Other ones don't have a carbon. The Torah says no carbon. It's not a right one way or the other.
Okay.
There's no raya that doesn't prove it. Even if it's amazing, there's no carbon.
I would say just the opposite. That just proves it's not less, right?
Why?
Because when you find out it's a vada, you have to make another korban.
It's true. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because when the person ate safi chelev, he was over the aveira of safdar esel chumra, the 614th mitzvah. When he finds out it's chelev, he was over this chelev. So then he needs a kapar of a chelev. It's two separate things according to the Tzemach. What does it have to do with us? This is the machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. This is the way that Tzemach himself, Tzech and Tzu, the Rambam and the Ravid, by Mila Sandroigenis. The Rambam says, Amila Sandroigenis, there's no bracha. Because it's a suffix, you have to do a bris mila and an androgynous. The Ravid says, you make a bracha. The Ravid says, you make a bracha, Amila Sandroigenis. The Rambam says, what do you mean? Suffix mitzvah is l'chumra. Safik bracha is l'kula. The answer is the Ravid will hold. Yevadai mechuyev to do a bris mila and androgynous. Since androgynous is safik deraisa, not a safik if you have to be mal and androgynous. Yevadai have to be mal and androgynous. Since yevadai have to do a bris mila to an androgynous, you make a bracha. That's what he says. What?
Is it safik to shuffle?
Yes.
Why? Maybe the joint is a very good thing.
It could be, but whenever there are two types of sfer suffix, a suffix that's statistical, that you can count, then you need 50-50. And there's a suffix that the Rishonim call Shnei Tzadim. Now, Shnei Tzadim is always a suffix in Lamdis is called the suffix Hashakol always. If it's a suffix, La Halacha, it's a suffix. What? There's not really three Tzadim. If it's a Beri B'fnei Atzma, it could be it's Chayiv and Brismila. If it's a Zachar, it's the same suffix. It's the same. If it's a Beri B'fnei Atzma, it's still, it's not true. There's a parak called Parak Androgynous. The last parak in Bikurim. And it says that everything is a suffix. It means Midrabanan. It doesn't mean Midrabanan. It means Midaraisa.
That's
what I'm saying. It's a Beri B'fnei Atzma. It's still a suffix which deem him to give it. Still, there's no rhyme. We treat our androgynous as a suffix gomer for everything. According to the Ravid, not really, because bris is daicha Shabbos, so dress l'chumra is not daicha Shabbos. It's the same thing. This is under 14th mitzvah, but that's not daicha Shabbos. So dress l'chumra is not daicha Shabbos. Mila is daicha Shabbos. So is you wouldn't do it, even like the Ravid, you would not do it on Shabbos. What? And of course not. Only bris mila is daif Shabbos. Sof deraisa l'chumra is not daif Shabbos. Because Shabbos Sivanu al sof deraisa l'chumra. Shabbos Sivanu al sof deraisa l'chumra.
That was my question on the tzitzis.
I wanted to give you a little bit of time in the very geshmakas sugi in yeshivas. In yeshivas, it's a sugi in halacha. If sof deraisa l'chumra is a mitam vada, is sof deraisa l'chumra is a mitam sof. The other enough, Mishnah Brura talks about it, I think in Kuf Pei Gimel, if someone is benching, because he's mesupik if he benched, he has to bench. So Mishnah Brura is dan, actually it's in the Mechaber, but the Mishnah Brura is dan on it, if you could be mitzi, someone is benching, because sof deraisa l'chumra, could he be mitzi someone who vada has to bench? If he's benching, he's vade mechuyev to bench. So he can be mighty someone. If he's only mesupik, if he's mechuyev to bench, what's he going to do? Be mighty this person. Now this person is also a suffik. Mr. Bruce is mesupik about it. He says better don't do it. Better avoid it. And, what? Okay, and he says he's. But that makes it svek svek.
There's no smart to say,
although
you have to do it, but it's not the same quality of the mitzvah
to
present to be
mitzvah
somebody else.
To be mitzvah, but that's the question. See, even if I'm mechuyev to bench from the rabbanon, I can be mitzvah the raisa. So if they have to bench, a trade the rabbanon can't mitzvah the raisa. Well, chad the rabbanon is mitzvah. So. Okay, anyway, this is the sugi of androgynous. What? To be Mal on Shabbos.
Maybe. I have no right one way or the other. I don't think so. What? A koi is the same thing. You see, you don't make a bracha. It's a raya, not like the raya. According to the raya, you should make a bracha on every suffering. A koi should make a bracha by suffering you say Adam. You're right. I don't know. I wonder what the raya holds there. I don't know. All right, let's do the Ramon Sif Gimel. Avol kishachayzun hatzitzin amakin amila tzarech lazel levarech kol abrachis lecharetz pashit. Avol ein loy mekayim esi elazel lovulimay. Now, as you did a bris, and now you find that you left enough orla that's ma'akiv, so you have to make the brachis again because you were not mekayim the mitzvah the first time.
Both
and this is both brachis. Do you make the bracha alamila this mitzvah of Ramavino? But kayim esi elazel lovulimay that you don't make the second time, because it's a bracha. You don't have to do it.
Give another name.
You don't change your name. Yeah, okay. Okay. Let's go on to Sif Dalit. Mamzer ki Yisrael. Right, Mamzer is one of the most painful of the parashiyos in the halacha lemaisa world. A Mamzer himself is guiltless. He did nothing wrong. And yet, he doesn't have much of a place in the Yiddish Welt. I'm aware of one person, one Mamzeres, that over the years came my way, and she's not guilty of anything. She's nothing wrong. But she's not allowed to marry into Klai Yisrael. Technically, she can marry a Mamzer, but the children will be a Mamzer. She can marry a Ger, but which Ger is going to marry a Mamzeres and have children that are Mamzerim? No Ger is going to agree to such a marriage if she's a Bas Badim. When they get older and it's not done for children, it'll be a different story. Mamzik Yisraelu, and listen to this. Mavarchan Allah Birchas Hamila, Ad Kairis Habris, Avol Ein Mevakshim Olav Rachmim, Apeladik Adin. By Bris Mila, we don't say Kayim Isiel Arazel Love of Alima. We don't daven for the life, for the well being of the child. Look in the in Taz Ches, Aval Aim of Action, Kasim Ariel, Yeshlikar Shemai Kidar. If you meet someone whose name is Kidar, what's Kidar? Al Shema Pasik Kidar Tapuche Sema. So you name him Kidar. Can you see him parapasta the Yuma? His bris milah is done in a different place to be mefarsim in Klal Yisrael that he's a mamzer. So he's 8 days old, I guess. Right now you're not mevayishim, but at least you name him kidar. You don't name him mamzer. You know, at least most people have no idea why. And look at the bottom. Look at Shach Tes back on the other page. Ein oimrim kaim is a yelad. We're not interested in having mamzerim among us. He says we don't say k'sheshin l'chus l'bris. Can you cut us a tail? L'chupa l'maisim tayvim. I understand why you shouldn't say that. The chupa, I understand, because you have a mitzvah say to do a bris.
No,
to mechal to save his life. I assume so, but we don't daven for him. Ramah mefarsim im b'shas hamila shehu mamzer, and you spread.
It's not their fault.
It's not, that's what I say, it's one of the most painful things. Is the Michis Alozo writes that by the bris of a mamzer, you say tachnun. And that's mefarsim. That, you know, tachnun and mefarsim, that is a bris. In some circles, it's not a pirsum, but. What? Don't show should say tachnun. Oh, but today you normally don't say. I don't think so. No, the Michis Alozo happened to be unique among the Chassidim. He tried gevalt against Chassidim. Don't say Tachnun. He was fire against that meeting. He writes about it very, very sharply. Okay. Okay. Not everyone remembers the problem with that Gemara. Not everyone remembers they had a problem with that Gemara. Okay. Let's move on. The second if of Siv Dalit. B'yom HaKippurim u'bedalit saimais lo yavarech halakais. The Mechaber says, on a fast day, you don't make Bar Pri Agafen at a bris milah. Miu. B'gimel saimais mehen. outside of Tisha B'Av, the other three fast days, and Sarah B'Tavis, Shavasa B'Tamuz, and Sam Gedalia, Shahayeledes Einai Misana, that a Yeledes doesn't fast, Yachayel Levarech Ala Kais, V'titoim Mimenu Hayeledes Im Yishamas HaBracha, V'skabene Shloi Lahafsik, B'dvorim Ben Shmias HaBracha, L'shtias HaKais. It's an Eitzah. But the other three fast days, where a Yeledes doesn't fast, so then you make the bracha, and the mother of the baby is yaitzu with the bayar priyagafen, and she drinks. She shouldn't be mafsik. Abu b'yamei kippurim in Tisha B'av, she ain't a yeledes yichayla lishtais. But in Tisha B'av and asar and Yom Kippur, the yeledes doesn't drink. Ema varchan ala kais. We don't make a bracha on the kais. Ube Tisha B'av asonam ilay ma'asina. Tisha B'av, you don't make a bari minibisam. Ema tamadei ema varchan ala b'sam. Mitzvah Shabbos chomei Tisha B'av. You see, when Mitzvah Shabbos is Tisha B'av, like this year, I think Tisha B'av is Chal and Shabbos, it's Nisle to Sunday. So we're not going to make a Bar Minei B'Samim, we'll make Havdalah, we'll make Bar Minei Ha'esh. Havdalah makes Sunday night, make Bar Minei Ha'esh, but not Bar Minei B'Samim. So not Keveya Bracha B'Samim. So the Sfaradim will make Bar Minei B'Samim every bris, don't do it on Tisha B'av. Now here is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch says that a Yeledes does not fast, does fast on Tisha B'av. It's not true. The Taz test says it's not Emes. A Yeledes for 30 days is potter from fasting on Tisha B'Av. It's only Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, you got 72 hours. But Tisha B'Av, a Yeledes, the Taz, this is a strange Taz. Look at Taz test. Taz test. Sheri Yeledes Yechayelish Tais. Alpha Gav Dabar Chayim Tov Kuf Nandali. Kosa. Decholam in Yoim. Ain't Sarach Oimeid. Yechayelelecho B'Tisha B'Av. Good kasha. What's the Machabah saying? By a bris, the mother is fasting on Tisha B'Av. Says 30 days you don't fast. Teretz is.
Maybe
it
means that if she doesn't
feel
well, she doesn't have to fast, but she's
allowed to fast. She's allowed to fast, okay, but then the Shulchan Aruch shouldn't say that Tisha B'Av don't make a bracha. Most cases you would make a bracha, right? All right, anyway, here, but look what he answers. Teretz is. That the minhag is they fast if they don't have tzar. Very strange. It's a kasha on the mechaber, and he answers, "Oh, but the Rama says." What do you mean the Rama says? It's a steer in the mechaber. Mechaber doesn't say this. The other mechaber there says Yeledes doesn't fast, and the mechaber here says Yeledes does fast. And that's like Rabbi Daniel is saying that the mechaber is minded to that same thing that loved Afka. If she wants, she could fast. My experience, they don't want. You know, it's usually the Patam phase. Anyway. Grada, this year comes up. We had an interesting Shaila here. Still remember who it was. Every time I meet him, I tell him his son's birthday. We had someone who gave birth. The mother gave birth on the ninth day of Tammuz. So Tisha B'Av was just within the 30 days, the 30th day. But Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. It was Nitzchah, the fast day, to Sunday. So Sunday was already the 31st day for the Yeledes. So the Shaila is, a Yeledes, Tisha B'Av is the 30th day, Shchalias B'Shabbos. Do you fast Sunday? If Sunday is Tashlumin for Shabbos, she wasn't mechuyev to fast on Shabbos. If Sunday is not Tashlumin for Shabbos, if it's a fast day b'fnei atzmei, she's mechuyev to fast. So this was the nidain that she had, if it's Tashlumin, it's not Tashlumin. Many persons say it's not Tashlumin, it's a chiyev, it's a meikara kach tiknu. What? Maybe because the Geish was on Yud, or but the Kisrei was on. So Tainus Esther certainly a Yeledes doesn't fast. It's interesting. It doesn't matter. You know, Tainus Esther is not mentioned in Shas. The fast day doesn't have a clear Makar in Shas. There's on the bottom of Beis Amid Alpha Megillah, there's a Lashon of Gemara's a Lashon Yaim Knisa Kulayasis. Yaim Knisa, Rashi doesn't say refers to the Tainus Esther, the Ram says. But anyway, getting back here, so now what do we do? Anybody was at a bris on a tainus? No, we do. You make bar priyagafen. What about the bar priyagafen at the bris? As soon as it's night, I had the twin Eidekluch had a bris on a sorbetavis. Oh, so the Ramah says he give it to the child. Let's see what the Ramah says. Listen to this. By my twin Eidekluch bris, I think they gave me to make a bar priyagafen at one of them. I was very nervous to make a bar priyagafen. You have to have a child who's going to be mechavin to be yaitza, that means he really has to have kavana to be yaitza, not be mafsik. I'm saying a bar piagafen. So Mazgah bring a minik to be mitzi a cotton, who's a gia lechinuch for brachis, and lay a gia lechinuch for tanesim, so he's yaitza with you. So I was very nervous about it, so we got a boy, and we told him that I'm very nervous about it, you know, you're going to make a brachal of atollah. He became very conscientious about it, and he stood there, and he was mechavin, and he wasn't mafsik, and he drank. It worked out well. Now let's see what the Ramah says, though. Listen to this. Yesh oimrim, de mevarech ha-kais b'chol tainiyais, v'noisnim ha-bracha l'tidakas k'tanim. And you give the bracha that says you might see him, the children. Chepaz l'torah ha-chayb tufkov nuntas, chenayagin. Now listen to this. Ubiyayim ha-kipurim, nayagin yom kipurim. Presumably it's harder to find a child. So a lot of children want to fast. At least half a day they want to fast by the bris. Noyagin litain latinik hanimoil. We give it to the baby, the 8 day old baby. He's a grandchild, he's brilliant. The next door is going to have no problems. All the grandchildren are totally very brilliant. I don't know what this means. Apolaitain is yaitzim bizet. What does that mean? Even if it's not a tainis, you can be yaitzim by giving it to the child. Noyagin kain ela sandik shaisak shainatainis. Now, the question is, what's going on here? You're giving it to the baby? Why are giving it to a baby? Why make a bar piagafen? So, yeah, I want to talk about the sandik. Give me a minute. Let me switch about the tanesim. There's a shtickle pilpul. A pilpul in the chidush of Ari Leib, or Ari Leib Malin. They printed as chidushim. He has a piece on bar piagafen. I originally heard it from Rav Shaul Bruce. Once gave a shiur, he was a Talmud of Aaron Leib. So that's why I heard it originally. Years later, I saw that this pilpul is in the Kuntras Achron of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Gedali Apaiskim. He has mamish the following pilpul regarding Bar Piagafed, which is a beautiful shtickle title. Abi Magdim, by Kiddush by day, what's Kiddush by day? Just Bar Piagafed. We said Psukim beforehand, that's a nice thing to do. It's not Kiddush. Kiddush is just Bar Piagafed. So someone makes Bayer Pergav, he might see you with Kiddush. What's he might see you with? With what? If you're going to drink, you're yet to Bayer Pergav. But a Rav gets up in shul, when he makes a Bayer Pergav, he might see everybody. Or somebody in the house might see everybody. If they drink, good. If they don't drink, what are they being yet to with? What's a Bayer Pergav? So there's a Rashi in Erevin Mem Amud Beis. Rashi there says that when you have a Kaishal Bracha, the Gemara says you drink. You make a bracha, you drink. Rashi says you drink. Shaloi levayish es hakais. Such a lashon. Shaloi levayish es hakais. It's a bizayin. You make bar for gavin. You don't drink. Not to be mevaz the kais. You drink. So they ask, what do you mean shalavaz the kais? A bracha levatole. Make bar for gavin without drinking. So they say that bar pri hagafen is really a brichas hashvach. It's a bracha of praise to the Rabbi Nishalayim. And even if you don't drink, you make Kiddush, or you go buy a Pinyan Aben, or you buy a Bris Milo, you're under a Chuppah, we make a Bar Piagafen. Be'etzem, the Bar Piagafen is a Birchas HaShvach, and if you don't drink, it really wouldn't be a Bracha Levatala. Shalei Levazis is a Kais, they made a Takana that you should drink. With that, they want to answer. B'Kiva Eger, in Brachas Yud Beis Amen Aleph, asks that Taisus there is Mashma, that if you make Bar Priya Eitz on wine, you're not Yaitz even B'di'evit. It doesn't make any sense. What do you mean not Yaitz B'di'evit? Bar Priya Gofen, if you make a more Klaliistic of Brach, even Shehakol you Yaitz. What do you mean you're not Yaitz? So Bari Lehm wants the answer, this Nakuda. That no, Bar Priya Gofen is a Takara to make a Berchus HaShvach, because Yayin is Meshubach, whatever the Bior is. There's Shvach and Yayin, and therefore the Bar Priya Gofen Be'etzem is not a Brach of Atala. Shalai Lavazis is Hakais, we drink. Naturally, if you go with such a Mahalach, it would explain the Ramah. You give to the Rachanimo, you give him some wine to drink. Yashkayach. He's not Yaitza with the Bar Piagafen. He's not Machavin to be Yaitza. He's not Machuyiv in Bar Piagafen. What do you get? If Shalai Lavazis is Hakais, so at least we have a little bit of an understanding of this Ramah. Otherwise, the Ramah is no Verita. Now, I'm not saying we paskin like this pilpul, but alright. So that you could argue if Hamaitzi is Shvach. Some people make Kiddush on Shahakol by day. according to this, shahakli, if you want to be yetzer with someone shahakli, you have to drink. There's only a teretz on bar piyagaf. There's not a teretz on shahakli.
What is the
ustul
of a bracha
and yain shalach
to make
kitzur shalach? Why ain't there mishir el yain? Why do you need wine by piyana ben by everything? You need wine. Why? Feistos to some praise to Hashem and yain. Right.
So
you're yaitzu with the birchas hashvach. I'm yaitzu with birchas hashvach. Drinking shloi levazos. It wasn't mavoza. He drank. I have to drink shloi levazos. It was someone drank it. That was explained by the kedushin. The old meaning was the misak kedushin didn't drink from it. Could be. That's why. All right, if it's a pilpul, and at least it explains the Rama.
The vote is only by Peshav Rucha, that is Shvach, or by every Peshav?
Well, to answer, I don't know about Shvach, but Rabbi Leib is saying it to answer Riki Vegas Kash, it's by every Bar Pergav. So, okay, that's what he's saying. The Takana Bar Pergav was
saying. It's not big enough for me, but he did Shishu.
By Kiddush, by night, the shuls are my Kiddush. That's right, it'll be the same thing.
What's the usual for Birkas HaShvach and Hanukkah?
The Shvach doesn't need Hanukkah. Birkas HaShvach has zero to do with Hanukkah. You don't experience, you praise Hashem. Praise a Kaddish Baruch Hu, yeah. Melech Mehula, Batish Bachais. What are you experiencing? You're praising Hashem.
But isn't it a bracha for mitzvah?
Which mitzvah? Kiddush is not a bracha mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to make Kiddush. We don't make a bracha mitzvah, so we don't all have Kiddush.
I know that, but we have to have the mitzvah on the Kites, right? It's supposed to make Kiddush on the Kites, right? So other people in the place don't have
the mitzvah. They have to be Yaitza with the Shira. They have to be yes with a bracha ala kais. They don't have to drink. They have to be yes with in the hand. This would explain why they don't have to drink.
You don't have to come to this to explain why they don't
have to drink. Otherwise, how they yes?
Don't have to drink either.
I understand. But I'm saying, well, without this, it would be a pella. What?
Yeah.
What's the suffix? So you have to have a different teretz. You know, it's a shari turisim leinin alu. I'm just telling you, a mahalaf that would explain this Rama. Now, the end of Rama says the sandik drinks. I saw Rav Sternbruch writes in Tshuvas Van Haggis, 1 second, he's matmi on the minig ha'ilam. He says he doesn't see a sandik. He says, afilu tamidei chachamim, Rosh Hashivas. He's matmiya that they don't drink. Says here in the Ramah that the sandik drinks. So Shtembruch writes it as a tmiya. I'm a tmiya on Rosh Shtembruch. Rosh Shtembruch is the anicle of the gra. Look at the gra on Choftes, where it says, Ela ha-sandik. Look what the gra says.
Wow.
He says, Rasulayim ha-mavarech. Apparently some places the sandik made the bracha. He says, Russell, I don't know why Rosh Sternbuch is so hot about it. And he's right, he should do it.
Like the glow, he says, then why don't them want
to So, but what? Nobody. So that's why the Mavarech, that's exactly right. So I don't know why Rosh Sternbuch is Matmiya. The Mavarech, Taka drinks. However, nevertheless, we're knowing that we do give it to the tzaddik to drink. Now I don't know what the Rama meant. No, we give it to the tzaddik. Mavara certainly, but the tzaddik too. Now Sif Aleph, Kiveger is Sif Aleph said the tzaddik drinks is he's like the ketoris. That means that the tzaddik is like the mizbeach and the wine is like nisuch. He quotes Tshuva somebody that says this idea. Kiveger good in Sif Aleph brings a teres chayim. Teres Chaim said that the knees, the birkei hasandik, are like the mizbeach. It's like pouring wine in the mizbeach, and therefore the sandik should drink, and the sandik should drink. It's the right thing. Now, I just don't know what the Rama meant. The Rama is talking about a tainis.
Yes, that's what the shot.
He's saying, if it's a tainis, the child doesn't drink, the sandik drinks? What does it mean?
That's what
it's not a
shot.
Yeah. Like that. Abaleinu egekein. So it's not a tainus, the sandik drinks. So what's shach yudalit? You're right. So then, I'll tell you, sukkah, I told you, it's always a shaili, nikidish makam suda. If the bris is not in the sukkah, you also have a problem. All right, so you give it to children.
What's the shir shalav azakos?
Okay, what? I don't know. Is the shir shalav azakos to drink a mashu or to drink a red revius? Yeah, last week I mentioned that should be right for dinner. Maybe now it's a bit of oil, or maybe it's enough to drink a little. All right, Sif Hey.
What about the story on Tisha B'Av and Brisbane?
So the Ramah, the Mechaber says that on Tisha B'Av you don't bring Bisami. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you're allowed to have smell Bisami on Tisha B'Av. It's only allowed to. So it's interesting that he says the minig is not to make a mavar bracha. It sounds like, even though you're allowed to, we're not going to make a takana to dafka do it, because it comes lahar be simcha. Yeah. I'll tell you why the mayel puts it on the baby. You know what I mean? Buy b'demayachayi, this is a shulchan aruch, that you give it to the child. But the reason this demayim do it is the ladies like if the baby doesn't cry too much. The men also like it, but the ladies especially. And if you give him some wine, he doesn't cry as much. You know, adults are that way too. You give them enough wine, they don't cry so much. It's, the same thing. He says that's the way people do it, but the shach doesn't bring narishkeit that people do. It sounds like he's endorsing it somehow. That's what he says. In the Pisrei Tshuva Ches, he says, look at the shach. So he taka says, like you're saying, that even though the minig is that way, it's not good. The good thing is the mavarech. Everywhere I've been, the mavarech is tayim. He does drink from it.
No, but again, we're talking on a tainus.
But the Ramah says b'sheina tainus. Sandik shayz b'sheina tainus. If the kriya shem, what? When you split it, you give it back to the mavarech. Yeah, the mavarech is makbet to drink. By us, they usually makbit to drink before the Kriya Shem. They're afraid there'll be a hefsik or something. But it goes back to the Mavarech. If you split the Kriya Shem from the Mavarech, then they should refill the kais. Yeah, they should refill the kais. It should be a kais malay when you say the bracha. All right, let's at least start Sifhei. Mishyesh lo shtei tinoi kais lomo. Somebody who has two bris in the same location. You've been at a bris with two child children. Yeah. What do they do?
They wait.
What do they do? What? They make a hefsik? It's interesting, because the Mechaber doesn't say that. The Ramah says it. Look at the Dashri, the Shach says it. The Mechaber says, Mishesh Shteitin Akis Lamo, Yevarech Bracha Achas L'Shneim. You make one bracha, you do two brisin. Efilim Shneim Molin. This is a bigger finish. I don't even understand this. Even if you have two mayalim, harishin yivarech al amila voilagam l'sheni. First, I say bracha n'amila is mighty the second one. V'sheni yivarech shekiddush yedid mebeten voilagam l'rishin. Shortage of kibudim. Right? You make vafilu ena nar lufana b'shas habracha. Kiyush da'ite olav. Actually, you see a da'ite ben da'im. As long as you have a siyah das, the shita of the mechaber is that you make one bracha for both. Now, I have to tell you, just Derek Agav, I don't understand why, if there are two mayalim, why should you make one bracha for both? Two mayalim, you have two shaychtim. You make one bracha, every shechita house, they have numerous shaychtim. Each shaychtim makes a bracha on the shechitas that he does. Or you have two people shaking a lulav. One person makes a bracha, you might see the other one. If it's two people, why? What? Shliach of the father. He means dafka by twins. He doesn't say twins. You should stay tin like Islam. Maybe why? Why not? You have two mayalim. Why? What's the difference? Why? Oh, you mean because he's supposed to give the same kibbutz twice? Okay.
How does that name?
You know what's your You don't give the same name to both.
That's what the spark is. You name him the same grandfather.
Okay. All right, Mr. Shem will pick up a Sifei next week.